And then that brings us on to item 10, which is miscellaneous. And our first item is staff reports. Gail, do we have any staff reports today? Lost you for a second. Oh, there you are. You're still on mute, I think. There you are.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that we are continuing to look at ways to improve our retirement processing process and reduce the time between retiring and retirees getting their first check. This week, we are wrapping up May retirement. So those that retired in May, we're wrapping up their calculations this week. We will be coming back in September and providing more information to the board, but that's where we're at currently. That's the only update that I had.
Well, thank you for updating on that. I know it's of interest to everybody, so thank you for doing that. Any comments or questions for Gail on that report? Don't see any hands up. Thank you, Gail.
Thank you, Gail. Appreciate your efforts.
Outside professionals, I don't see any on the line currently, unless I'm missing it. I don't think we have any outside professionals reporting. So let's move to trustee comments, if any. I would note that there is an audit committee meeting following today's meeting. I know John knows that. John, we put in a food order. The cart should be ready just in time for your meeting.
I'm listening for the doorbell.
Yeah. Mike Sloan, you have your hand up.
Yeah, just a question of interest for me. On that ILPA Institute training, where is that being held? I must have missed that somewhere.
This is the private equity conference?
Yes.
It's in San Francisco, September 27 and
28. Got it. I went through there several times and I missed that, I guess. Thank you.
All right. Any other trustee comments, observations, musings?
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of give an update on my involvement with SACRS and planning for conferences and so forth. And one of my goals is that SACRS helps systems do their jobs better and also maintains a focus on the members that we serve. So looking at the conferences coming up, if there's any improvements that you feel we could make, let me know. And I think it'd be good to include more of our staff at these conferences. Administrative staff. I know Gail attends regularly. And then also our investment team. And then also all our wonderful trustees. But again, with an emphasis on how to enhance system improvements and how SACRS can support that, and then also how we can focus on the actual members that we take care of through our pension systems.
Does SACRS, maybe this is falling into the dumb question category, but does SACRS regularly outreach or poll its member organizations to inquire as to what's burning, right, as an issue, or what's timely, beyond which what the board brings to the substance of those meetings anyway? I'm talking about your board, the SACRS board. I mean, is there a regular sort of tapping of the lines out there to get what's topical or of interest for upcoming conferences in terms of subject matter areas and so on?
Yes, there have been surveys, but I don't know how regularly those go out. And Gail, as the CEO, you would be the one who received those emails. Are you hearing from SACRS on a regular basis, or do we need to improve that communication?
I don't think that we don't typically receive like a regular survey from SACRS or anything like that. That might be something that SACRS might want to consider.
Yeah, one thing that occurs to me is, and I think this has been true for so long as I've been on the board, is that for organizations, large and small, that are presenting conferences or workshops, there's a certain fatigue of topics, right? That you can only go to the well so much or so often, and it becomes maybe more of an exercise to figure out what's topical. What's burning at least in the current time frame. And I guess that's where, I mean, I'm happy to think a lot more about it and provide some better thought for you, David, but I'm thinking that for SACRS and any other organizations, calipers, et cetera, that the interest should be more topical in, not to say in the moment, but certainly topical and of interest. Because there's a lot of subjects I think that are well worn and which a lot of people know, and then there's things that are episodic, like the great actuarial kerfuffle. I want to say back on like 2016-17 when there was, you know, looking at changes to the actuarial rules, and all of a sudden every conference featured I don't know how many actuaries, and we had conferences and debates about how the life expectancy would change fund, you know, fund balances and so on. And then it just, you know, just flowed away as quietly as it could. So I don't know. I mean, the short answer is, I think we need to give you more active feedback on what's of interest. Of course, you know, as well as the rest of us here, what seems to be burning at times, and some are plan specific, right? They're fund specific. And then there are things that are more generic that might affect all systems in a similar fashion. I guess that's the sweet spot that we need to help provide input to you on.
Yeah, if you have some ideas on topics that should be addressed, or if you have some incredible speaker ideas, that would be great. My assumption is that if there is an underlying understanding that we are there to help enhance the function of our 20 systems, and also with a focus on our membership, that gives an underlying meaningfulness sense to the conference also. So hopefully I'm correct with that. And then also at these conferences, the opportunity to sit down with my co-trustees and administrators and so forth is a wonderful opportunity, just to kind of talk shop in a different venue and so forth, and even talking about world events and economic issues. And I remember attending the SACRS Berkeley program several years back, and Henry was there. And it was a great opportunity to sit down and get to know him better and so forth. And I've been at conferences with Tim and so forth where I've had more of a chance to sit down and get to know folks. So I encourage participation. And if you have ideas how to make the SACRS conferences and SACRS function more relevant and have more impact going forward, please let me know. And I will... do my best to make that happen.
Understood. I was thinking back to the Long Beach conference that you and I were at, I guess, two weeks ago. And for me, I may have said this at the prior meeting, the most interesting part of that conference was the hour and a half in the morning prior to the formal conference, the breakfast discussion. I learned more about how other systems do things and how much variation there is than any other thing I learned during the formal presentation. So that interaction with other trustees and administrators from other systems was fascinating to me. You can't replicate that except for being there and having the conversation. So
could we just get you a breakfast voucher instead of registering for the entire meeting then?
I thought about that. Actually, I thought, what a great way to do it. Just, you know, start every morning, 7 to 8:30 AM, do that. And then your day is free. Yeah, you get the primary benefit out of that breakfast hour. Great thought. Any other thoughts or comments from trustees? Seeing none, I think we will adjourn and bid you a safe and fun Labor Day. And we will see you after the holiday and keep those thoughts and recommendations in mind to give to David on that.
If the audit committee would stay online, we will just continue with the audit committee meeting, which is almost exactly as described at 11. So we're timing it perfectly.
We're on time. All right. So we'll send DoorDash to your place, John, and get you the meal cart. All right, everybody.
Bye.
Safe travels.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everybody.
We have 5 minutes.